Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Frank Castro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to second. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew takes first base on ball four. Alves moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Castro. Brown reaches second base with a double. Alves scores. Askew goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance fires to first and has Hinton trapped. There's the throw to Carew who tags Hinton for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Castro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Allison scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castro hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Askew moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alts fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off O'Donohue, and towards Gonzalez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Donohue strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Brown moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Jim Perry now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to third for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Lee May now playing left field. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Tovar moves to second. Steve Bailey now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Veerall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gonzalez strikes out. There goes Askew. The throw from Batty to Veerall's, and Askew is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Veerall's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veerall's is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Veerall's hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander pinch hits for Frank Castro. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Earl Batty. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese pinch hits for Jim Perry. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Uhlander moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.